This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recall the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 people homeless. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda while others escaped to the west. A volcano expert said Saturday new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east towards Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed toward city center, but is difficult to forecast. Power is out across much of the area, and phone lines are busy. English health officials said Saturday a double dose of COVID-19 vaccines is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister said the data was groundbreaking, and he was increasingly hopeful that the government would be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. A study by Public Health England found the Pfizer vaccine was 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant 2 weeks after the second dose, as compared with 93% effective against the strain which is Britain's dominant COVID variant. Two doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine were 60% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant compared to 66% against the British variant, PHC said. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is looking into reports that a very small number of teenagers and young adults vaccinated against the coronavirus may have experienced heart problems, the New York Times reported on Saturday, citing the agency's vaccine safety group. The CDC is reviewing several dozen reports that teenagers and young adults may have developed myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle, after vaccination, according to the report. There were relatively few cases, and they may be entirely unrelated to vaccination, the newspaper said, citing a statement from the CDC's vaccine safety group. The review is in its early stages, and the agency has yet to determine whether there is any evidence the vaccines cause the heart condition. The heart problem seems to have occurred mainly in adolescents and young adults about 4 days after their second dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, both of which are mRNA vaccines. Earlier this month, the U.S. authorized the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. Egyptian mediators said Saturday they are working to reinforce a day-old ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as officials appeal for a period of calm with a humanitarian aid crisis in Gaza after 11 days of fighting. The ceasefire began before dawn on Friday and is still holding early Sunday morning, enabling officials to start assessing the scale of damage. Despite confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a Jerusalem holy site on Friday, there have been no reports of Hamas rocket launches from Gaza or Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave during the ceasefire. A senior UN official who toured Gaza on Saturday warned of increased health risks and widespread despair after homes, roads, and other vital infrastructure, including hospitals, were damaged or destroyed. Egyptian delegates have been shuttling between Israel and Gaza since mediating the ceasefire, and on Saturday met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank, according to an aide to the Palestinian leader. At least 16 people were killed and 5 more are missing after extreme weather hit runners taking part in a 100-kilometer cross-country mountain race in China, according to a state news agency. Extreme weather hit the area during the race in the northwestern Gansu province. As of 3 a.m. Sunday, 16 people were found dead and the rescue of 5 people was underway. The race had been halted, according to the agency. The People's Daily newspaper gave a slightly different toll of 15 dead, with 6 still missing. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.